Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to Seating of the Divine. We're on Level 4, Session 3, May 14th, the wonderful year of 2019. Now, tonight, our process is going to be very similar to the way it's been before. There will be a lot of changes, though. But, of course, at first, we'll start off with a meditation with Archangel Gabriel, followed by some comments about last month and some additional comments. And then next, Master Kavumi will share with us some new informational teachings and a wonderful, he'll end with a wonderful meditation. Now, we will not have a question and answer session this evening, nor in the teaching sessions from now until the conference. Time will be allotted for the Q&A in each community call after the group discussions related to the teachings and the needs of the group. Now, the reason for this is that these sessions are energetically structured, and this structure must be kept intact for the experience to be fully absorbed. All of the teachings will include many holographic downloads that require silence, so that they may be absorbed properly. Now, there is a large group of several collective realms that will be part of our crucible tonight, and we welcome them all. They include the angelic realm as well as the archangelic league of light, the lords of light, and the master realm. I am sure you can tell by this lineup that we're in the middle of a very important group of people, besides yourself, who are very important. Now, let's talk about some new news, and that is the upcoming Crystal Conference. Now, just as a reminder, it will be held at the Queen Wilhelmina Lodge in Mena, Arkansas, just like it was last year. The dates are September 26th through the 29th, and arrival will be on the 26th, and there will be that evening a community social gathering. And the departure will be on September 30th. We will be sending out the conference registration information in the next couple of days, so please look for it in your inboxes, and thanks for looking at it and handling it.
I just wanted to make a point that it will not be on our website because this is only for Seating of the Divine people. So we'll send you a link with the registration and all the information that you will need. And if for some reason you don't understand or you need more information, just email us and we'll try to answer your question. But it's pretty easy. You know, you've done it each year, so it shouldn't be any big deal.
Oh, you mean more of the same?
More of the same.
That's exciting. That's
the reason that we're meeting again at Wilhelmina is because we didn't finish quite what in that project what was needed, and that was that more succinct connection with that crystal, the blue crystal of knowledge. These massive light templates of the sixth and seventh dimension were so massive that we just couldn't, you know, we're in human bodies, and we had a hard time with those energies and the concepts that went along with them. So it has taken us a year to start integrating some of those energetics and getting ourselves prepared for more of that connection with that blue crystal and starting to draw from it. So that's why we're going back there.
Well, I like it. It's a nice place. So there.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our wonderful friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, beloved. It is I, Gabriel. If you all would take a deep breath and let go of all of the thoughts of the day, all of the events, become very centered in your sacred heart. In the last session, Master Katumi covered an activation of the medulla oblongata, an upgrade in the functioning of that chakra. From now until conference time, these sessions will be very energetically potent. They're all about integrating the massive holographic transmissions coming from the creative realms. But most importantly, they're about uniting the triadic system in more profound ways, uniting all of the chakras, the 14 chakra system, and integrating more light within the physicality, altering the physical body, bringing it into a vibratory rate that is compatible with fifth dimension. So they're important sessions, and I am honored to be here with each and every one of you. So this evening, I would like to have you come into a very calm, centered space, and let us prepare to receive the transmissions that are being sent at this very moment. These transmissions are holographic transmissions, and they may not all of what is in each portion of these holographic images are not fully integrated within the consciousness of your body, nor the consciousness of you at the time of our meeting. Some of them will be instantly integrated into your system, into your consciousness. Some of them will take weeks, possibly months, before they are fully integrated. So it's nothing to be concerned about. You receive exactly what is needed in each and every moment as we progress between now and conference time. So, as I've said before, take a deep breath and become very centered in your sacred heart consciousness. Notice the light, that magnificent light within this center. This session is all about integrating massive amounts of Christed light. Direct your attention to your medulla oblongata and that beautiful magenta color code. See how radiant it is within you. Notice how that medulla center, that is part of the second triad, is merged into the first triad through the throat chakra, through that beautiful throat chakra. Within the massive energies that are exhibited, the medulla that is at the beginning of the brainstem that relates to the more, helps you relate to the energies in the physicality and changing the physical consciousness, the physical dimensional vibration. Take a big, deep, deep breath. Allow that magenta color code to upgrade the chakras as they pertain to the physical body itself. Bringing it more into your divine image. Notice your third eye and how open and awakened it is. That single divine focus of the source of your being. Notice the brilliant, luminous white that resides in that center of Christ consciousness. As you awaken the consciousness within that, those chakras, the vibration and the frequencies of light that those chakras carry have an impact on your physical body. Notice how the body is engaged in those areas, in the brain, in the neurology of the brain. So the instant recognition and understanding of the value of the entire complexity of your energetic and your physical system as being the perfect vehicle for your divine expression. Another deep breath as you breathe in the light and the color codes, the indigo, the magenta, the white, aware of the beauty of you as that individual on all levels, physically, spiritually, and energetically. Feel the joy in your heart, in your sacred heart. Feel this new acceptance of the beauty of you that now is awakened in that fourth chakra, the heart chakra. As you gaze upon yourself, clothed in these beautiful garments of light, it is in this state of consciousness, beloveds, that you now enter the crucible as a divine being in a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. So as you file in and take your seat with all of the other members of this crucible, be in gratitude. Be in a state of undifferentiated love and light in your fifth dimensional rightful place as you take your seat. Breath and let us begin.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that great beginning to tonight's session. It's always wonderful to have you with us, and you do such a great job of getting us where we need to be. So thank you for that. Now, let's have a short review and share a little bit of information this evening. As you remember, both Lord Metatron and Master Kathumi presented information to us. Lord Metatron stressed that this year will be a huge personal transformation of our body, mind, and spirit. The Earth is also changing from its current dense state back to its original planet of light. Now, the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional energetic alterations have occurred within our bodies and consciousness as well as in the Earth. And, of course, this is due to the massive light templates that we retrieve during our conferences and the elements of love that are encased in the color codes of magenta. Now, through these three light templates, the triadic system is altered substantially. We are also now able to process the concepts of the divine holographic projections that come from the creative realms of the All That Is. Lord Metatron also shared with us that there would be a huge shift in the entire triadic system as well as the neurology of the body, specifically the brain. These holographic downloads will be processing in our body for months and months during the next 7 years. That's right. This is the start of a new 7-year cycle that you will be able to access much easier than the last cycle due to your hard work in developing your Christ consciousness. Now, during the next 3 months, we will be concentrating on the triadic system with the assistance of our crucible. Metatron asks us to be very aware of outside influence, specifically the spoken word. He stressed that we are stepping into a whole new genre, and we are no longer rookie initiates, but are now at that graduate level. The next Master, Kathumi, joined us to explain the importance of the medulla oblongata, which has been referred to as the mouth of God because it relates to the throat chakra. Also, it relates to the merging of the wills and how you were born with free will. Now, when you merge your will the will of Source, do not be concerned. You do not give up any sovereignty. And this whole thing happens the moment your soul and spirit were created. The medulla oblongata has a great effect on the second and third triads because it makes you more aware of your third eye, the eye of Horus. There is also a change in the pineal gland function as it is different than the third eye. The third eye carries the pure white light of Source, while the pineal is instrumental in processing or differentiating that light. The medulla oblongata now has a massive influx of the magenta color code, as well as it holds the sound template of Om, which is considered, of course, the sound of Source. The pineal contains an indigo color code, while the third eye holds the pure white light of Christ consciousness. And lastly, Kuthumi left us with a little homework. He suggested that we sit quietly and watch the colors as they radiate through the chakra system. He asked us to feel the alterations, to set in the energies and just be in them and enjoy. And he also recommended not to be concerned, get nervous, or be uptight, but to just relax. These color codes and all of these transmissions will be easily absorbed by us all. So do not be concerned. Now, before the conference, we need to upgrade the neurology of the body as well as our ability to hold refined frequencies of light. Under the direction of our teachers of light, we will work on changing the electrical and mechanical aspects of the body as well as our consciousness so that we can interact with the blue crystal of knowledge. Our goal is to come to the conference in a different awareness and state of consciousness. We must also improve our frequency and vibrational rates that are much higher than when we came to the 2018 meeting. When Source created the earth, it was manifested through divine thought and sound. Now, as you know, this is one of the true functions of the medulla oblongata. It is located at the base of the brainstem and connects the upper non-physical chakras with the lower physical chakras. We will upgrade our physical bodies as well as our chakra system and triadic system by connecting all the parts of it to run from the first through the fourth triad. Of course, the first direct engagement is at the throat chakra, which is in the middle. Now, in the center of the brain that relates to our physicality is the endocrinatic system that has an important effect on the stability of the mental and emotional body. You will remember that thoughts are electric and emotions are magnetic, and these are a great help in the functioning of the body's cellular system. Now, a balance of all these factors leads us to be able to move forward to our fifth dimensional goal. The upgrade of the spinal column is next in allowing the electrical current to run up the column from the first to the seventh chakra. It then connects with the eighth, which is the bridge, which engages the universal mind and then onto the mind of Source as it relates to form. The base chakra is where the sleeping kundalini lies, and we need to assist in its movement up to the seventh chakra. This will allow us to upgrade to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional functions through the electrical and magnetic charges. It is very important that our group experience this movement and be able to accomplish it very proficiently. Many parts of this sequence will have a profound effect on all of us in a physical, spiritual, and energetic way. So, now, let's all relax and take a deep breath and assist Jonah in bringing forth Master Kuthumi. Now, just remember that when he is through with his message, he will take us through a meditation to help the energetics be seated in us. So at the end of that time, we will be finished for the evening and this session. Thank you.
Greetings. It is I, Kuthumi. I am delighted to be one of the teachers from the Master Realm to cover this material. I was so honored when first I was given the task to teach all of you about the triadic system and the importance of it, the importance of the chakras in it. At first, I know that you had a hard time comprehending it. But as time went on and we used it over and over and over again, adding to it and seeding it more energetically into your body and into your consciousness, you began very slowly to see the value of that triadic system and how the vibration is created through the spinning vortexes that compose it. So now comes time to expand it more so that it functions more proficiently and is more usable in not only creating alterations in your chakra system and in your consciousness, but it brings the body along with it and creates a different vibratory level within the human form, which is what this ascension of Earth is all about. Creating a different form while you are in form. This has been no easy journey for each and every one of you, because there was a lot of clearing as you worked with the chakras, as you worked with these triads. There was a lot of clearing that had to be done in the mental emotional body. This particular segment is no exception. However, the clearing is far different than what it was when you first began. You have a much larger capacity to see, to understand, and to rid yourself of any residual pattern that no longer serves you or interferes with the expansion of your consciousness and the ability to raise the light quotient within your body. This evening, I want to talk to you about another part of your physical system that has key positions in altering the physicality of your body, as well as altering your spiritual consciousness. This center that I want to discuss with you this evening, amongst others, but this is the key one. The pituitary gland. Now, this is a master gland that creates various hormones to be delivered throughout your endocrinal system and throughout your physical organs of your body. It brings an alteration in the chemical makeup of all of the fluids of your body, of your blood, and the liquids in your body. It's a very important center. And it is also part of that second triadic system. Now, it's a valuable asset in the neurology of the body and the capacity of the brain to process the complexities of these teachings. It is located within the middle of the brain. It is behind, it is within that amygdala center, the center of the third eye and the pituitary, the pineal center, and it connects in that center right behind your eyes. This is a very important center that we will be talking about for a while. Now, this portion this evening relates directly to those hormones that are produced through the pituitary gland because they relate to the mental emotional body and the continual upgrade that has to be taking place within that mental emotional body so that it becomes one unified creative expression of you through your thoughts and your emotions. When the pituitary is not supplying the proper hormones that relate to your body's function, they also relate to the way in which you are able to use the frontal lobes of the brain. The frontal lobes, if you will remember, some time back, we presented a whole segment of teachings around the function of the brain, and then we kind of left it. We didn't connect all the pieces and parts because there were so many other things that we had to bring in first before we brought this piece in. That frontal lobe manages your emotions and manages memory. So when the pituitary gland is functioning properly, you are able to manage your emotions in a very coherent way. And because of that, then the thoughts that emanate because of these emotions are also in a more neutral, stable positioning. When the hormones are out of balance and the right hormones do not enter various parts of your brain, then that is disrupted. And this is also part of that complexity of you where some of the addictive behaviors stem from. It is in that functioning, a very clear functioning, not only at a physical level, but at an energetic and spiritual level. It all flows together as this center is activated in light. It is also part of the complexity of and has a bearing on that pineal center, which we have done extensive work on. Some time back, we talked about the flame in the pineal and the flame in the heart, and those were joined. That was a significant open channel between the second and the first triad, because it then merged those two flames functioning. So as the brain managed its thoughts and processed thoughts, it was also in conjunction with the Sacred Heart consciousness and the wisdom of that consciousness. So too, this whole part of the brain and the functioning of these specific parts of it, the pineal, the pituitary, and the hypothalamus, which oversees the function of that master gland that creates the hormone balance within the body. It is the communication, as it oversees that function, for the pituitary to create the hormones through the needs of the physical body, but also the needs of the upgrade of the physical body through the endocrinal system, but also through the neurology of the body, because it has such a bearing on the cellular structure as well. So there are various connections here that are made in the center of the head. First of all, that pituitary gland is very much connected to the third eye, or the eye of Horus, because when it is functioning properly, the thoughts and the emotions are balanced, and the creativeness that comes from that divine expression and manifests in your life experience is perfectly balanced. And that beautiful eye of Horus is functioning from a wide open stance. The ability to focus from that divine single focus to the mind and the emotions, but completely merged with the mind of Source and the intention of the creative flow through the body, through the mental emotional body, that still has some fragmentations. So with the activation this evening of that functioning and the joining together in this center of the head, it also stimulates those three seed crystals that also reside in that exact space. So you have the pineal engaged, you have the pituitary engaged, you have the third eye engaged, and you have the medulla oblongata, which sits in the brainstem. And with that new functioning of the medulla oblongata, then you are joining the physical expression of you through the lower chakras, the first triad, and the creativeness of the second triad that begins to alter the neurology of the physicality of the body and upgrade its ability not only to process in the brain complexities of spiritual thought and the thought of the source of your being, but it also enables you to upgrade the amount of light because of those three seed crystals that reside in the middle of your brain, because they begin to then resonate with that divine image and that undifferentiated light which is flashing through those three seed crystals. That's why they're called seed crystals, because as they emanate and flash that undifferentiated light from the mind of Source and the heart of Source, that element of love, then you begin to differentiate through that energetic complexity and your ability to process that complexity in your thoughts and in your emotions. Then you begin to differentiate it and manifest it in your life experience in a whole different dimensional frequency. This not only leads you to the ability to hold a fifth dimensional frequency in your body and in your consciousness, but allows your consciousness to also hold the complexities of sixth and seventh dimension, which are very important because of the templates that you co-facilitated with us in retrieving at the last conference, and began our journey into knowing that element of love and being more proficient at using it. Now, as we have said before, to use that element of love, you must be in a stable center of fifth dimension. And at the present moment, before these teachings started in this particular sequence, you wavered. You in and out. There was a, you could hold it for a while, then if you were triggered or you got into the collective consciousness of humanity who was still operating in third dimension, you were influenced by that environmental bombardment of third and fourth dimension. With these new activations of the medulla oblongata, the eye of Horus, the pituitary gland and its function, and the renewal of that pineal, because the pineal is the most important part of this equation in that it is the center that receives the undifferentiated light of that creative source energy and differentiates it. It has a role in the physicality of your body in that it manages the circadian flow of the light. And it also creates a hormone of itself, melatonin. And this hormone creates an ability in the body to hold that light, that spiritual light, at a much more refined frequency range. So, to reiterate, the pituitary gland has a direct correlation with the third eye, the eye of Horus, because of its function in the body that upgrades the hormones that are needed to maintain stability in the mental, emotional body, and to use and manage the emotions in a more refined way, the higher range of emotions are always at your access. And you begin to drop the use of the lower emotions, such as doubt, fear, anger, these types of emotions that affect the thoughts that you think. Therefore, with this upgrade in the pineal, the pituitary function, the medulla oblongata, and the eye of Horus, everything comes into a refined, stable functioning through divine influx of light and the element of love, upgrading and moving all parts of you, physically, mentally, neurologically, and spiritually, into that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional range, a multidimensional functioning as you were intended to do in the first place. The pineal is associated also with that third eye. So it is important that I give you this basic information this evening, because it is very relevant to the transmissions that you have been receiving since this group gathered. These holographic projections relate to the neurology of the brain, but they also relate to creating a stable, coherent, unified expression within the body, within the mental-emotional body, and within the spirit of you. These influences on the brain, the functioning of the brain, and how the brain functions are imperative that you not understand, but make usable. You don't have to, when you function in your daily life, wonder if the correct hormone balance is being created through the pituitary, because that is overseen by that hypothalamus, and because the hypothalamus resides closer to that seventh chakra, which is a very important chakra, because this is where the influx from the higher seven chakra system and that undifferentiated light comes in through that crown center and down through the spinal column, which the next time we will meet, we will talk about the value of the spinal column and the electromagnetic field that is created, the merging of the polarization, which begins here, the polarized thought, the polarized emotions in the mental emotional body are being corrected through the interface of the medulla oblongata, the pituitary, and the pineal. And the third eye is functioning at a much different function, a much more refined function, as is the seventh chakra is open and receiving the transmissions in a much greater influx. Balance is being created. Unified expression is being created. And engagement with the first triad, with the second triad, and now into the third triad. Because through these functions of the pineal, the pituitary, the medulla oblongata, you are more connected with that the seventh and eighth chakra, the eighth chakra, which is universal mind, as it pertains to the physical body itself and the functioning of the physical body. The body has to be able to function and hold the light through the pineal center and manifest it in the light, in the expression, not only of the physicality, but in the expression through the mental emotional body, connecting in with the sacred heart consciousness. So the spirit then is also engaged, the wisdom of the soul and the extensiveness of the spirit that begins to merge more profoundly as these centers in the brain are engaged and the seed crystals begin to function and are enlightened in a much more expressive way. Now, all of that said, I'm going to give you a little homework assignment to work on in the next couple of weeks. If you desire to explore in a limited way the functioning of these dynamic glands, the pineal, the pituitary, the medulla oblongata, to find very little in that regard. But by all means, do that. See how the beautiful orchestration of the functioning of a human body and all it entails to hold the spirit, the divine spirit of you within it, so that it can manifest in form from a creative, divine expression. Do that. But don't do it just to manage your rational mind about, well, what does this mean and how does this work and how does this work? It's all well and good to get the overview and the understanding of the technicalities of how this beautiful body of yours operates and can maintain the health and well-being that it does and have the longevity and the well-being, continued well-being, without the interference of the aging process. But as you do that, make the direct correlation to what is happening at a spiritual level, what is happening at a vibratory level as these functions are engaged in a more activated way. How that has a bearing on the unification of your mental emotional body, because this is the most important part right there. And how the interference occurs in the pituitary, from the pituitary and the pineal when it's not functioning properly, because the frontal lobe of the brain is then affected and the emotions cannot be stably used in that more refined frequency range. The memory codes are disrupted. So there is further fragmentation in the mental emotional body. So how does this apply? How does the physical apply to the upgrading of the spiritual system itself? And how is that benefiting you? What are the effects that are taking place within the mental-emotional body? And the effects that are taking place as you navigate your daily life. How addictive behavior can be eliminated gradually. How the electromagnetic field that emanates in the mental-emotional body and is manifested through the neurology of the body as and is made usable in the day-to-day life. The actual changes in the electromagnetic field of the body are now being created by you as you activate these centers more fully. Before, you had the information, but you didn't have the usability that you have now. And that was all key on opening these gateways and connecting some of these centers, these chakras, from the second, the first, the second, and now into the third. So you have gateways into the first triad through the medulla oblongata, but also through the throat chakra, through the sacred heart center, through the fourth chakra, the appreciation and love of self and the fine complexity of your body, so that you create as this beautiful creator of light. How you have merged your mind with the creative mind of Source as it pertains to your physical life. And that all takes place in that eighth chakra, which is in the third triad. The crown chakra is wide open and receiving and transmitting in ways that it was not able to do without these gateways being opened. You might as well say the floodgates have been opened, so the light flows in massive ways through holographic projections that are given to you with each teaching session and then manifested over months of your time. And it, all of this grows and grows and manifests in your life expression. What a beautiful time that we have entered together, beloved. So this is what I ask of you now. In the next 2 weeks, contemplate how the physical expression is important, but how it has a bearing on the mental-emotional body and the functioning of the chakra system, the functioning of the triad system, and your spiritual evolvement. Always remembering that the body consciousness, as it is awakened, will follow your soul or your spirit consciousness as it evolves. So it's working in unison instead of against, as it was in third dimension. When you come to the community call, this call is a very important call that you are required to manage and structure according to your needs as the individuals and as the sitting of the divine collective consciousness, to use this format to support one another in this evolution, but to also create discussions amongst each other where discussions are had about some of the teachings that took place and what effect they have on you and where that is leading you or where the disruptions are, where you find the difficulties. Have a discussion within the group so you can openly discuss these things and support each other in this journey into complete unified wholeness. So it will take a little bit for you to get into that, but understand these community calls are under your direction. We will be present to support you. There will be always time allotted after these discussions, whatever you deem necessary to be discussed and gone over within the group dynamics. At the end of those discussions, there will be a time allotted for question and answer, and one of we masters or the archangels will be present to answer the questions. But understand, you are at a level now that some of those questions can be answered within your community. You have the influx of the energy of the crucible and all of the beings that are part of your community. So the energies will be supported. But some of these questions that you might have individually, as you discuss and open up a discussion, can be answered within your community itself. This is the goal that you have to keep in focus. These are some of the changes that we will help you make so that you have the support of one another. You're in the body. Every member of this community is in a body. So you struggle in similar ways, but also in unique individual ways. And that support system grows as you discuss and you become comfortable in these discussions, always knowing that you have the backup of a master, a lord of light, or an archangel to answer some of the more complexities of your questions. So this is where I will end my discussion this evening, dear ones. So if you will take a deep breath, I would like to lead you in a unification process of this new functioning of the neurology, of the further activation of the seed crystals, so that you have a ground of being energetically to practice. Just as you practice that unification process within your chakra system, anchoring it with the grounding cord. This also, we will get to that grounding through the root chakra in next session. But this session is just strictly about the centers in the brain and connecting the first, second, and third triad, which then opens everything up and influences your ability to use the fourth triad. So take a deep breath and let's still the rational mind. Get very quiet. Allow your breath. Focus on your breath. Breathing in light, exhaling love. breathing in love, exhaling light. Be very conscious of your breath now. That valuable prana within your body. Notice how the beat of your heart, your physical heart, begins to slow. There is a calmness within your body. Now be aware of your Sacred Heart Center. And that flame in the Sacred Heart that burns ever so brightly, representing your spirit, your soul, consciousness, and the wisdom of your mastery. Direct your attention to the pineal center. Notice the flame in the pineal and how it has begun to match the flame in the Sacred Heart. This beautiful pineal flame and the indigo color code that is manifested in the pineal. The light that is created in this flame also notice how this center is open to the seventh chakra, the crown, because of the light in that flame in the pineal. The crown is open to receive the energetic transmissions from the realm of Source. The massive holographic transmission that was received this evening and the continual influx of undifferentiated light that is transmitted into the pineal center, where it interfaces with the third eye and the medulla oblongata, and is further interfaced with the throat chakra. The will is Source as you were created. The spoken word, the manifestation of truth, the ability to communicate energetically as well as conceptually. Now traveling back through the medulla into the pineal, notice how that undifferentiated light is being transmitted as we speak through the seed crystals, the flashing sparkle of those beautiful seed crystals reflecting into your physicality, into your brain, the light of source that begins to be differentiated as it is made usable in your physicality. Notice the influence of the pituitary gland and how the hormones that it is directed through the hypothalamus gland to create at this very moment, to create unity within the mental emotional body. The emotions are stable, quiet, joyful, grateful, loving, and the thoughts that are thought are directly correlated from those emotional states, as well as being merged, that mental capacity is merged with the eighth chakra and the mind of source. There is stability, coherence, and unity at this very moment in the mental emotional body. The presence of the element of love is felt in a way that you have never felt it before. The power of it, this is because you are in a state of fifth dimension. Physically, mentally, emotionally, consciously, at this very moment. The state of being, you are creating, you are co-creating with all members of the crucible. So that you can experience this fifth dimensional energy and stability and harmony. The brain is being harmonized and focused through the eye of Horus, the divine eye, the all-seeing eye, the knowing eye, the unified expression of the divine source, the thoughts, the emotions are unified. There is calm, powerful ignition. in the energetic system, and the ability to hold refined states and frequencies of light. All of the color codes are unified within the white luminous emanation that is coming from the Eye of Horus. The electromagnetic field is altered substantially. And at this moment, it's very coherent. The neurology of the body through the center channel of the body is functioning, and that electromagnetic capacity within the neurology, the electromagnetic field of that center channel is fully activated. And because of the influx of light and the influence of the stable electromagnetic field that has been created, the Kundalini energy is beginning to stir within the base chakra, the root chakra. Nothing to do, only observe the beauty of what a fifth dimensional divine being, Christed being, is physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. Most important, that divine energy that emanates from every part of you as the light becomes even more luminous within you and around you. Sit in the quiet joy of your expression. Breathe it in. Practice this meditation daily. So that you might know yourself from that multidimensional expression. All of the nuances, all of the energetics of it, physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. Unification is being taken at another level in your mastery. We will close this session. Sit for a little while in this crucible. Blessings.